You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Happy NFL New Year. Legal tampering is over. Moves are now official all over the NFL, including a number one receiver change in teams within the AFC South. What's up, everybody? Amber and Ian's on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Aaron Goldhammer, and it just so happens that I have a guy you want to hear from tonight, co-hosting the show, ESPN NFL Nation, Tennessee Titans reporter Teron Davenport is the co-host tonight. And just to take everybody behind the scenes, TD's making calls. He's got sources going on during our pre-show meeting. I can only imagine Calvin Ridley, Teron Davenport, threw your day for a bit of a loop, an unexpected loop today.
Absolutely, it did. And everything was looking good. You know, got the call from the bullpen, you know, that I was going to come in on some relief effort, Edwin Diaz style, and Mason Rudolph signed, and I'm thinking, okay, I can knock that out real quick and don't have to worry about that. And then as soon as I hit send to file that one, breaking news, Calvin Ridley, and it's just like it changed everything. I had to stop a lot of the research that I was doing for this show and kind of redirect everything to the Calvin Ridley situation. It's a little crazy, but this is how we do it, man.
Yeah, we'll talk about how this impacts the Titans and why the Titans in just a second, TD. But in that moment, like, how do you find out about that news? Do the Titans give you a heads up? Do you not want to reveal this? I'm just fascinated because I've never lived in the breaking news world. I'm just a lame talk show host. Did you get a tip, or did you find this out like everybody else? Sometimes you're the one who breaks stories like this.
Right. It depends on how connected you are with the agent. That's the thing. The agents get this information out quickly. In this case, I wasn't connected with the agent, but I do have my sources within the Titans. So saw the news, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport kind of simultaneously put it out there. And so the next thing I needed to do was confirm with my sources. So I shot it to two different sources there, got that confirmed, and then I could proceed to writing and get everything started. So that's how it works. But then there's other times where it's like, because this signing is one that I had an idea about as early as actually yesterday. This the way this week has gone. Like, I feel like today's Friday. It's only Wednesday, but you
welcome
know,
to free agency.
Right. As early as yesterday, I had an idea that it was on the radar, but I just and at the end of the day, man, the Titans were able to swoop in and make a deal, and great job by them, and great job by David Mulugeta of Athletes First.
4 years, $92 million with $50 million fully guaranteed. That's the most important number.
Yeah.
Why is this a fit, Teron, that makes sense for Calvin Ridley and for Tennessee?
Yeah, it's absolutely a fit that makes sense for both parties because, look, the Titans, they selected Treylon Burks a couple years ago after they traded A.J. Brown. And it was unfair for the replacement, A.J. Brown replacement moniker we put on Burks. He's had injuries and had some things happen with him that just haven't led to the production that you want when you use a high pick on a receiver.
Sure.
You have that. They were able to get DeAndre Hopkins. He showed that he could still play, but you're not going to get too many more years out of him. So they, long story short, needed a pass catcher. And not only did they need a pass catcher, but they needed one that could win on the inside and the outside. Huh. Well, Calvin Ridley happens to be the fifth highest yards receiver on the outside with 768 yards. So more than half of his yards came on the outside. You got Will Levis, who loves to push the ball down the field. So it's a match there. And as far as Ridley is concerned, this is an offense that is looking to progress from the exotic smash mouth, as they used to call it, to a pass first. That's what Brian Callahan said. The teams that win in this league are the ones that are able to pass the football. And a lot of that is because of a good young quarterback and someone could win on the outside.
Amber and Ian presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle RV and boat insurance. You go to progressive.com. That is progressive.com. And I got to say, I think it's kind of underrated room for receivers with D-Hop and Calvin Ridley. People forget, TD, that before the bizarre suspension when, you know, he didn't even really know what the gambling rules were. None of us did. He ended up getting a whole year of his career knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, Calvin Ridley had a year where he was one of the most prolific receivers in the entire NFL, Teron.
Yeah, and, you know, he revealed in 2023, last year, that he played a lot of that year on a fractured foot. So just think, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, 90-something catches on a fractured foot for the most part. So it just lets you know the type of talent he has. So you're right, it is underrated. They'll still add one or two receivers in the draft, and don't be surprised if they add another receiver in free agency. They're not done yet.
Is it fair to look at this move and be like, they're just trying to make up for the mistake they made by trading A.J. Brown to Philadelphia, or is that unfair to say?
No, that's unfair to say. This is a different regime. In fact, you have, for the most part, the roster is different offensively, especially they don't have most of those guys. So I wouldn't say it's a makeup for that. It's a, hey, look, let's get this thing together type of move, and I think it's a really good one for them. And they just had to supplement it with some receivers in the draft.
I wonder, TD2, what reasonable expectations for the Titans are. They were a Super Bowl contender for a few years. This is a totally new outlook with a massive culture change that goes along with it, right? With Mike Vrabel out, and they wanted to make that move, and Brian Callahan comes in, and they're also transitioning to a young quarterback that I thought, you know, wasn't perfect. He wasn't C.J. Stroud, but certainly, TD, he showed some flashes last year. Do you think this is a team that could be a playoff contender the way things are starting to shape up?
I don't know about all that. We're not going to go that far, but there are some moves to still be made. Jerome Baker will be visiting the Titans tomorrow. You got Chase Young eventually coming. So there's some moves that they need to make defensively. But the Texans, I think, you look at them, and unlike Jacksonville 2 years ago, they got better. You know, obviously Jonathan Gannard, he left, but they brought in Danielle Hunter. You know, you got Azeez Ashire and Denico Autry, both from the Titans. I mean, they've made some additions that I think will allow them to continue to be good. And it's masterful planning, because you got a quarterback who's a franchise guy on a rookie deal. And so you could go out and you could spend money around him.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Texans are definitely the class of the division. I think they've had one of the best off seasons. It's hard to know what to expect with a brand new coach coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say this. I love the fact that the Titans ended up with Bill Callahan and Brian Callahan. They have one of the best offensive line coaches
absolutely
ever to breathe air in Bill Callahan, so they'll obviously be better on that front. And even last year, I mean, just ask the Jaguars. They were a tough, frisky out. You know, they wanted to play for, I think, what they knew was their outgoing head coach that last week of the season when they knocked the Jaguars out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. How much does Tennessee miss Derrick Henry? Is that a massive story in Nashville that he's gone from town, and was that lighting up the airwaves today?
Yeah, it's a massive one. I actually recorded my podcast talking with TD, and we played It's So Hard to Say Goodbye by Boys to Men. It was a whole segment, man. It was just like, yo, and we just talked about some of the things that he did within the community. Like, everybody knows about the disrespectful stiff arm and the way that he runs away from people at 22 miles an hour and that type of thing. And that's great. But what a lot of people don't know is this is a guy who's in the community. I remember a couple Christmases ago, he went into Burlington. It's now Burlington, but it used to be called Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah.
And he said, everybody in here, you got layaways, come get them, and pay for it. You know, that's the type of man that he is. You know, he teamed up with Campbell Soups to donate $10,000 to a firefighter who, you know, was desperately in need. I don't remember the full story, but, like, that's the type of stuff a lot of people don't know.
I mean,
about
an athlete in a city that had an incredible connection, the reality of it is he's probably going to have a gold jacket in Canton one day. I mean,
hopefully.
5 of the last 6 years, he's been over 1,000 yards. I know we live in a world where we value the receivers more than the running backs, and it's a passing league, and everything that Brian Callahan was saying. but, you know, it's been a big couple days of change for the Tennessee Titans, one of the most active teams in the NFL this offseason. Calvin Ridley signing a contract, $50 million guaranteed, to go to Nashville and to Tennessee. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. Teron Davenport filling in. TD, it's a big night of college basketball, and we're about 90 seconds away from McNeese punching a ticket to the big dance out of the Southland Conference. The Southland Championship is happening somewhere in Louisiana. Where exactly, I'm not sure. But they lead 92-71 over Nichols. 92-71 with a minute 17 to go. So McNeese will not only be on your bracket, but according to our Joe Lunardi, who knows this stuff about as well as anybody, McNeese is going to be like a 12 seed. They had an awesome year, 17-1 in conference, and they're about to win their 30th game. So I want you to mark this down. I don't know what state McNeese is in, but I want you to write down a potential 12-5 upset involves them out of the Southland Conference as they are on their way to the NCAA tournament. We will have more bids given away later tonight, including they're just tipping off in the Patriot League final between Lehigh and Colgate as the toothpaste is in action tonight. We'll keep you posted on all the happenings around the world of college basketball and all the latest, of course, around the NFL. Up next, we are 3 days into free agency and 1 day now into the league year. And we're going to ask a question. Who is the worst team in the league right now? You might not want to listen to this next segment if you're a fan of a couple of these teams. It's next on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
The New York Giants have not only given up a second and fifth round pick to acquire him, but signed defensive end Brian Burns, ex of the Panthers.
He's going to sign a five-year deal for about $150 million. The Giants are going to get their pass rusher, somebody that they've wanted, and Brian Burns is going to get the deal that he wanted, that he's been looking for.
This gives you the opportunity to have a defense that is ready to go, ready to be at the tops of the league, or you bring in a young quarterback. Your defense is set. You're not asking this guy to go out and score 35 points.
We play a little Luke Combs because, unfortunately, the team that he roots for, I guess I should say, one of the worst teams in the NFL. That's what we're talking about. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He is Teron Davenport, and we are filling in for the gang. He is a Panthers fan, and it's not good to be a Panthers fan right now, Teron. It is good to be a fan of McNeese, as they have officially punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament, winners of the Southland Conference. Now, you pointed this out. This is McNeese State, TD. Joe Dumars played for McNeese State. That's a basketball Hall of Famer from McNeese State. Now, the number one most famous alumni ever, according to edurank.org. I don't know what website that is, but I'll give him some credit. Bobby Kimball, who is the lead singer of the band Toto, is the most famous McNeese State alumni of all time. TD, I almost feel bad kind of talking about this because, you know, usually we talk about who the best team is. There are a couple teams, though, that have had really weird free agencies, and I got to put the Carolina Panthers right there at the top of the list. I don't understand. They were the worst team in the league. They traded the number one pick, and I don't understand how they've really gotten better yet in free agency at all.
Yeah, they acquired Deontay Johnson, so that'll help them. Wide receiver-wise, I know they got Jadeveon Clowney coming to visit at some point soon. They traded away Brian Burns. Like, I don't know what Carolina is doing, quite frankly. And I tell you, Dave Canales, I hope he got, you know, some guarantees and a good clause there in the contract, because we know their owner, David Tepper, is very reactionary, and you hate to see a guy get fired, but I don't see how this team is going to improve at all. I mean, it's just, it's bad, man.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Bryce Young, you know, because I thought that was a guy who had a lot of potential coming in. This is why not when you go, but where you go is so important.
Great.
Now,
point.
Luke Combs is one of the big stars in country music. He covered Tracy Chapman's Fast Car and sung it on the Grammys with her. He's an up-and-coming guy. He was on with Pat McAfee earlier today, and he is a Panthers fan. He took you into what it feels like to be a fan of what is one of the worst franchises right now in all of professional sports. Take a listen.
His ability to get it done, I mean, it hadn't happened yet, for sure. So he's obviously a shrewd businessman, but I'm a great musician, and I'm not a football coach. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm great at doing music, but I ain't at the combine telling you who to draft. You know what I mean? I just say it ain't happening. You know what I mean? You can be good at one thing, don't mean you're good at something else. I mean, that's the way. I think as a fan, I think we all, you know, I mean, throwing drinks on the fans in Jacksonville ain't a hot look, dude. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's like he's probably trying to buy my house, right? He's probably going to try to buy my house right now. He could if you want. I would be glad to sell it to him. But I just think it's kind of like, it feels like we're the worst franchise in all of professional sports right now.
Luke Combs on with Pat McAfee, Ember and Ian, ESPN Radio, ESPN app. I'm Aaron Goldhammer with Teron Davenport. When a famous fan, those famous fans are supposed to be like in the suites, rallying your team, singing the national anthem at your games. They're not supposed to be slamming the owner, David Tepper, on one of the most popular platforms in all of sports, Didi.
Yeah, that's not supposed to be happening. But this is what you get, you know, when you have a team that has such a mass exodus of talent over a couple years now. I'll give them credit. They made a couple moves that, you know, they shored up the part of the interior by getting Robert Hunt. And good gracious, they're paying guards $100 million now, man. I like the Josie Jewell move. Yeah, right now, you know, I like the Josie Jewell move to give them an inside backer. You know, that's a good one. Of course, they lost Frankie Louvel, so that'll hurt. It's just the, if you go through and you look at the checks and the balances there's just more a bigger exit of talent than there is inflow. And
yep,
for a team that was 2-15 last year, that's not a good thing.
To not have that draft pick is just crushing for their franchise. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. All right, a couple of other teams that I just don't understand what the hell they're doing. TD, I appreciate the need for veteran leadership in a locker room, but man, if I'm Bobby Wagner, I'm saying thank you to the Washington Commanders today for helping, you know, give me the pension that I've been looking for a long time. I don't understand what the Commanders are doing at all. I know they're going to draft a quarterback at 2, which is the most important thing, but, you know, they've signed Austin Eckler, Marcus Mariota. This has been a weird free agency period. I'm not overly convinced that this is a team that knows what the hell they're doing.
You know what it is? It's one of those, let's get the band back together type things, right? You look at Wagner, obviously he has ties to Dan Quinn, you know, going back to Seattle. And then you have Tyler Biadasz, who was with the Cowboys when Quinn was there. Obviously different sides of the ball. So those are some things. Austin Eckler was a good addition, especially at that price. But they did let Antonio Gibson go. So you got Curtis Samuel, who's leaving via free agency. I tell you something that's interesting. This is kind of off topic because we're talking about them as one of the worst teams. And I know we're going to get into Caleb Williams a little bit later.
Yeah.
But I really, 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 really wonder, because you look at some of the things that Caleb Williams has said, right?
Yeah.
About he doesn't know if he wants to come out because the Bears are the number one team.
Yeah.
You look at some of the actions, like Caleb Williams he's not stupid. I really, really wonder, because he just happens to be from Maryland.
Yep.
I wonder if he's trying to angle his way into that number 2 pick instead of the number 1 pick and go to Washington instead of Chicago.
Well, listen, man, if I know going to the Bears is hard, being a franchise quarterback in Chicago, they haven't had one since Sid Luckman, TD, but being the franchise quarterback of the Washington Commanders hasn't been a picnic either over the course of the last few years or few decades,
last few
for
years,
that matter.
Because you know you got, you like that. You know you got that guy, the world's finest finesser. I listen. Nobody finesses him like Kirk Cousins.
It's official. It all started. He's going to. He is a good quarterback, TD. But he is a great NFL business. He is a goat of businessmen in the NFL.
Yeah.
By the time that contract is done, he's going to have made nearly $500 million playing quarterback in the NFL. Any other teams, TD, that jumped out to you as, wow, I can't believe they did this? It seems to me that they don't know what the heck they're doing.
You know, the Patriots are just a bad team. They give them a, you know, T for trying, right, when it comes to going for Calvin Ridley. But that's a team that kind of jumped out. But no one else, really. I mean, oh, no, the Cardinals. They impacted some cornerback deals. And Sean Murphy Bunting, I don't know if you're listening or not. SMB, you're my guy. You're my guy. But I got to keep it 100. You know what I mean? And that 3-year, $20-plus million deal, that's one that makes you go, And it resets some things, you know, on the cornerback side of it. So if I had to say one, it would be the Cardinals, right? You know, they're going to allow.
It feels like they're caught in between. Like, are they all in with Kyler? I guess right now with the contract that he has, they have to be. I already know who they're going to draft. I mean, even more so than at number one, I can put Marvin Harrison Jr. in an Arizona Cardinal uniform immediately, right?
Larry Fitzgerald 2.0, man.
Well,
you know,
if they get that solidified and they get Kyler playing well again, people forget a couple years ago, Kyler Murray was on fire. Murray was, I think they started 8-0 a couple years ago. Like, I'm not talking about that long ago, so they can't be that far away from winning. And I know he's kind of a weirdo on the surface. But I had to tell you, I was impressed with Jonathan Gannon the first year. I got to give it up. I got to give it up a little bit. I was impressed with what he did. But those are a couple of the teams that just, man, oh, man, to be a fan of the Panthers right now, Luke Combs, I'm so sorry. That is a tough, tough road to be at. Maybe worst in all of professional sports. Coming up next, that's where we're going. Your calls. What is the worst organization in pro sports right now? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Amber and Ian's on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, it is Hammer and TD. Aaron Goldhammer, Teron Davenport in for Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. Ask your smart speaker, be like, hey, smart speaker, play a little MC Hammer and also play a little ESPN Radio. Now, our number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And this is a segment that we're going to be dedicating to some calls. We don't bang calls all the time on Amber and Ian. And in the break, James was questioning our ability to fill the phone lines. He was doubting us, TD. 888-SAY-ESPN, worst franchise in sports. Luke Combs claims it's the Carolina Panthers. Teron Davenport says it's who?
I say it's those daggone Washington Wizards, man. Good Lord. Oh. I tell you, when you look at a team that just, and especially in this league, the NBA, that's just so driven on stars. And to not have one, no disrespect, Kyle Kuzma, but he might be the closest to
Jordan
a star.
Jordan Poole.
It's a bad situation there.
Uh-huh.
They had one, but they ended up trading him over to the Phoenix Suns, and he can't stay healthy. So,
well, also, one of the worst things you could do in the NBA is give a guy who's not one of the top five players in the league that supermax contract. And when they did, and God bless Bradley Beal. He's a really good player. He's a perennial all-star. But he's not LeBron or Joker or Giannis, or that's what the supermax contract is for. And when you hand it out to Bradley Beal, this is what you get. That's a good one. I would just say, if you're a Panthers fan, when you live through the pain of a two-win season, TD, there's one carrot out there for you that you look forward to, which is the number one pick in the draft. You start watching college football. You start thinking, who's our quarterback going to be? You get in arguments with your friends. It's all leading up to April 25th or whatever, when on ESPN and NFL Network, the commissioner says the Carolina Panthers are on the... The reason they're my worst team is because they traded that draft pick. So if you're a fan of the Panthers, you don't even have the draft to look forward to getting better and having some great hope out there to save your franchise.
Yeah. That's when you don't have that first round pick, you don't have that draft to look forward to. Mm-hmm. It does take so much away. And, you know, poor Bryce Young, you know, he's stuck in a situation where
– jeez.
There's just not many weapons. There's not much protection. And
I mean, what do you do, TV? Bad. I don't know that you have the leverage to demand a trade, but it's like, gee, like they're going to ruin any chance that he has to be a good player. And there are places he could have gone where they would have supported him with the right coach and
Imagine the right offense.
I mean, and I don't, you know, Dave Canales, I just don't know where all this is going. I mean, he could be the next Bill Belichick for all I know. But I just have trouble wrapping my head around him having a chance to have a good career. If I were him, I'd be looking at what's happened to Justin Fields' career, and I'd want to try to get out ahead of this thing before I let a bad organization ruin everything that I'm doing. Who is the worst franchise in professional sports? Are you stuck rooting for them? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get to your calls coming up. And so far, James is winning this. Oh, come on. Come on, Jay. We are on all over the country, baby, on the great ESPN radio. We are going to prove you wrong immediately. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-7-
That's going to happen, though.
888-729-3776.
Pretty smart sometimes.
James. 888- don't. I've been doing this too long. 888-729-3776. We do have a little breaking news, TD, which is Joe Flacco. Yeah. Now, I watched Joe Flacco lead my Cleveland Browns to the playoffs last year, and people in Cleveland want to riot because they went with Jameis Winston and not Flacco as a backup quarterback. He goes to Indianapolis to back up Anthony Richardson. It's a one-year deal. It's very similar to the one that Winston signed, $4.5 million guaranteed, 8.7 max. Good for Flacco that he gets back in the league. He now is off his couch after what he was able to do last year. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that's a pretty good move. Anthony Richardson showed a little something before he got hurt, and Gardner Minshew ended up keeping them in the mix for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And I think when you look at that, that's I'm not going to say he's going there and he's hoping – that Richardson gets hurt, but I think he's going there and he's looking at the possibility, which will allow him to get some playing time. I look at this deal and you see 8.7 million max, 4.5 guaranteed. I'm pretty sure that for Flacco, there's an additional 3 million or so that's built in incentives, and he's banking on those.
Yeah, I would guess that. I don't know Anthony Richardson's going to make it through all the games, especially given the injury that he had this past year. And the Colts understand the value of having a good backup quarterback. TD, I got to say, never has the backup quarterback been more important in the NFL than it is right now. And not just, look, if you lose your starter for the year, your season's probably over. I don't care who you are. But if you lose your starter for 4 weeks and you need to tread water and stay alive, that's where your backup quarterback actually can save your season.
It really is. And, I mean, you look, I mean, the Colts, I think, are an excellent example, right? Richardson goes down, and in comes Gardner Minshew, and he manages to find a way to get – I mean, they're really close to the playoffs, right? You know, you look, They're one or two plays from being in the play, winning the AFC South division.
Yeah,
even you know. Yeah. So
the Texans were kind of lucky to get out of that game alive.
Yeah,
and then
they
ended up going and winning a playoff game. So the Colts, to me, also that despite the Jonathan Taylor fiasco last offseason, they had a pretty darn good year.
Yep, and I'm going to tell you the ultimate example of why you want to make sure you have a backup quarterback. It's a few years ago, but you go back to those 2017 Eagles, and Carson Wentz was humming.
Yeah.
He was going, and he went down.
Yep.
And I remember when Howie Roseman made the deal to bring Nick Foles in, and everybody, because I covered that team, and we were all like, oh, that's interesting. Nick Foles, you're going to pay all that money for your backup? And you saw what happened.
Saved the season.
You want to run Philly?
They might build Nick Foles a statue and name a section of Broad Street after
him. No, Hammer.
Yeah.
There is a statue.
Already?
Yeah. Doug Peterson and Foles. There's a statue of Philly, man.
All right, well, the Joe Flacco statue commissioned in Indianapolis now. I like the move. You got to have a veteran in the room. This is what the smart organizations do to support their guy, to support their young guy, because if he's flying solo, look, the coaches can be as good as you want. You need a guy who can really mentor and develop a quarterback. 888-SAY-ESPN, worst franchise in professional sports. We'll get to your calls momentarily. One other little newsy nugget. Former Bengals offensive tackle Jonah Williams goes to the Arizona Cardinals. Now, up on the screen, James wrote, Jonah Hill is going to the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think that's true. I think Jonah Hill is in the Wolf of Wall Street, and I think Jonah Williams is going to the Arizona Cardinals. Two-year deal, $19 million guaranteed. You said they had a very curious offseason. Upgrade on the offensive line is going to help their quarterback.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you don't want Kyler Murray having to run around. That's one thing that cracks me up with him. Like, sometimes when he breaks out of the pocket and he runs, it reminds me of like a little kid that stole something, because he is just booking and trying to get away. But you don't want to have him do that too much. You want to allow him to make those plays. Tell me he does it, Aaron Hammer. Come on, tell me he does it. It looks just like that. It'd be like one of those bad little kids.
You know, like that the clown music?
Yeah.
That right behind it, like the blooper music.
And he just running, and he stops and looks, and it takes over and runs again, man.
But what, you know,
you want to avoid that.
What's wild about it is that for him, sometimes that works, but it also might be a good idea to give him a little bit better protection.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't know how sustainable it is to have a 5'10" quarterback getting attacked all the time in this league. You know that he's going to have some limitations. So I think pretty good move there by the Cardinals. $19 million guaranteed. They bring in Jonah Williams, Joe Flacco to the Colts. Again, if you're just tuning in, a one-year deal, $4.5 million guaranteed, up to $8.7 million. James in Connecticut is on ESPN Radio. James, you're on the show. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I was right. But I think the Pirates are the worst franchise in all of sports.
James, thank you for the call, buddy. That's James, our producer, chiming in to say the Pirates are the worst team in professional sports and to gloat.
That's a really good call. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Ban that number. Never again.
Boy, multiple guys. I know James is a common name, but I got to say the caller's voice and the voice of that producer sounded oddly alike.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
All right, explain the Pirates thing. They play in a beautiful ballpark, which to me, that bumps them up above some other operation, you know, some other organizations. One of the best ballparks in all of baseball. But they have not gone to the playoffs in forever. And when I was growing up, TD, and you too, the Pirates were the coolest thing in baseball.
Andy Van Slyke, the Killer Bees, Bobby Bonilla, Barry Bonds, and
Doug
Sid
Drabeck.
Doug Drabeck.
Yeah, man.
John Smiley.
We
could go on and on.
They're still crying in Pittsburgh because of Sid Bream. And then even – this is a little before my time, but, like, the 79 Pirates are one of the hands-down coolest teams in
the
history.
Wasn't that We Are
sports.
Family, right?
Yeah. My God. And they
Willie Stargell.
Long hair and mustaches, and they were
afros.
I mean, Roberto Clemente, Pops, Willie Stargell, those were some teams. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Yeah, the box hats.
Wait. What is this on line one? It's Blake in College Station. Blake, how are you listening to us right now?
I work for the Zone 1150 in College Station. We're an ESPN affiliate, and I'm just listening to y'all while I'm waiting for one of my shifts, and I just want to say the Bears are the worst program in sports.
Interesting.
Lay it out. Tell me why. Are we on the air in College Station, or are you just like listening to a feed of the receiver in the station?
You are on the air. I'm in the studio right now.
Okay. So we are on the air somewhere. What's up, everybody in College Station? I hope, Johnny, you're listening and everything's going well. Explain why the Bears are the worst team in all of professional sports.
So as an avid Bears fan, I just think they can't find a quarterback. They can't find anything. They can't win a playoff game. They just can't do anything to win. Haven't won a Super Bowl since 85. Hasn't been to one since, what, 08, 09? Like, it sucks being a Chicago Bears fan and Chicago sports fan in general.
Well, look, listen, the Cubs won the World Series. The White Sox have won since 2000. You know, so those are incredible moments. And then I would say,
but what's happened since then?
I appreciate that, but you did have the greatest thank you for the call. You did have the greatest basketball player of all time, you know, there for his entire career.
Wait,
just
was
about.
He saying? He was just talking about the Bears, though, right?
Well, he said Chicago is the worst city to root for sports in right
Ooh,
now because
nah, man, I ain't having that. I ain't having that.
Then there's
those
the whole Connor Bedard thing, like. You know,
the Cubs just won it not recently, but
yeah, 2016.
You know.
That was, you know, not half bad. Here's the thing with the Bears. You could make an argument that they're right there, but they have the number one pick in the draft and the number nine pick in the draft. Yep. To me, that elevates them over some other teams because of the trade they swindled Carolina out of.
They fleeced the worst football team in sport.
That's the worst team in football.
You know what I mean?
I'm not stumping for the excitement of being a Chicago Bears fan. I'm just saying. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More of your calls also coming up. Why are so many players leaving their team and going to their rival? We talk about it. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He's Teron Davenport. Amber and Ian's on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Little Deion Sanders jam for you. Amber and Ian's on ESPN Radio. Aaron Goldhammer, Teron Davenport with you. We are presented by our friends at Progressive Insurance. Phone lines are open, although not very busy. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The number if you want to jump in. We'll get to
a couple
more of your calls coming up. Yeah, there are a few lines open. If you don't know, like, this show usually has, TD, like, a very large reach, in part because it's on in the evening, and there are a ton of ESPN radio affiliates all over the country.
Right.
Well, tonight, we got all the college basketball on all of those stations. So I'm racking my brain here to try to figure out where it is that we are actually on tonight. We just found out we're on in College Station, Texas. They have decided to take this show over the college basketball. So shout out to all of our fans who are listening on ESPN, whatever, in College Station. Good town. It's a good college town with a station. The station airs our show. Where else? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Want to update a couple things in the world of college basketball. First of all, we found out earlier McNeese wins the Southland Conference. They punch their ticket to the big dance. They are going to be in your bracket. And Joe Lunardi projects them like as a 12 seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament. Got a pretty good team, and they win their conference tournament to move on in. Colgate is having a great year, and they're leading Lehigh right now. In the final of the Patriot League, 45-26 is the score as they play with 26 seconds to go in the first half. So a couple automatic bids going to be given away. And then, Teron, listen to this. 11:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight, it's the battle for Montana. As Montana State battles Montana in the Big Sky, one team will go to the NCAA tournament. Only one will be left standing in the matchup between Montana and Montana State. Robert is in Anaheim, joins us next on ESPN Radio. Worst franchise in professional sports, Robert, what is it?
It would happen to be the Chargers.
The Chargers have zero fan base.
Well, they have zero fan clubs in any major city in the United States, and the Chargers continue to let everyone down no matter what. Everyone wants to root for those Powder Puff blue uniforms, but They failed time and time again. There's several Hall of Famers that they've ruined careers for. LaVey Tomlinson, Dan Fouts, you name it. You go down the line. Herbert will fall in line. And the interesting thing will happen when Harbaugh tries to say, who's got it better than us? The Raiders do.
Ooh.
Ooh. Thanks for the call.
A little West Coast on West Coast crime right there.
I'm sorry. The Chargers are in much better state than the Raiders. Like, they don't have any fans, Teron. I agree with that. But that's not what we're asking here. We're not asking which team has the fewest fans. We're asking which team is in the worst shape of any in professional sports. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Steve in Denver is next up on ESPN Radio. Steve, how are you listening to us?
I'm listening on the regular radio, so the affiliate here has got you.
All right, there you go. We're on in Denver, Mile High City, my hometown. We're on. What's up, Mile High? Steve, who's the worst franchise in professional sports?
New York Jets.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. Lay out the case, Steve.
Well, let's see. They've been inept for, 20 years now? Their best year has been the butt fumble. And now their quarterback, who's played a grand total of about 45 seconds, is going to run for office instead of being a quarterback.
I got to say, Steve, it's a compelling case. TD, isn't? Thank you for the call. TD, that's a pretty compelling case
hey, listen,
there.
You're not going to get much pushback from me on that one. I would hate to – oh, man, poor Robert Saleh, man. Poor Robert Saleh.
What do you
he finally
think
get the opportunity, and this is the mess that he has to deal with.
What do you think Robert Saleh's thinking? Sitting at home, they're getting ready, they're going through free agency, and all of a sudden his phone goes bing, and it's an update from the New York Times about his quarterback potentially being Robert Kennedy Jr.'s vice presidential nominee.
Hey, well, you know, Robert Saleh's kind of jacked, so I would imagine he went – he went down in the basement and pumped some weights, man. Get some of that stress off. That's what I would have done. So I'm sure he did the same.
TD, you and I had talked about this a little bit before the show. We have a new phenomenon in the NFL in free agency mm-hmm. this year. A lot of guys are going to play for division rivals. We have Saquon Barkley going from the Giants to the Eagles. We just had Calvin Ridley tonight go from the Jaguars to the Titans. Do you think we had Patrick Queen go from the Ravens to the Steelers? I think this is happening more and more than I've ever seen before. What do you think, in all your years covering the league, what is causing players not just to jump teams but to jump to your arch rival?
Yeah, I think, look, you heard what we came in with, right? Must be the money. Money talks. And I don't want to say there's no loyalty, because I think the way this league has turned into a business – you're your own business, and you're loyal to yourself, and you have to go wherever you have the opportunity to get the most money when you have the opportunity to get it. And you look at Aaron Jones, right? You know, he went from the Packers to the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Not by choice as far as leaving the Packers, but they signed Josh Jacobs, and they told him, hey, look, man, you take this 50% pay cut, or don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. And he ended up with the Packers. That was the best deal for him.
I think also that – when you're a division rival, you see your division rival play more than – so you know who their good players are.
Yeah.
I also wonder, you know, are there secrets that go from one team to another in a situation like this? All I remember is Belichick was always notorious for this. If they were playing the Jets, he would sign some old Jet 2 weeks weeks beforehand, stick him on the practice squad, and ask him what their signals are, stuff like
nuggets.
That.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if that's just extra motivation or if there's actually information changing hands, but I have a feeling that that also has maybe, just maybe, a little something to do with it. All right, coming up next, more of your calls. Plus, do we even know, are we sure, speaking of the Jets, that Aaron Rodgers is even going to be playing football this fall? We talk about it. Aaron Goldhammer, Teron Davenport, Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.